and other natural and man-made bodies have been confirmed with experimental uncertainties less than 1%. But this was a long time in coming. Nevertheless, despite the weakness of the early experimental evidence for general relativity, Einstein's theory became the standard textbook theory of gravitation in the 1920s and retained that position from then on, even while the various eclipse expeditions of the 1920s and 1930s were reporting at best equivocal evidence for the theory. I remember that when I learned general relativity in the 1950s, before modern radar and radio astronomy began to give impressive new evidence for the theory, I took it for granted that general relativity was more or less correct. Perhaps all of us were just gullible and lucky. But I do not think that is the real explanation. I believe that the general acceptance of general relativity was due in large part to the attractions of the theory itself. In short, to its beauty. Einstein, in developing general relativity, had pursued a line of thought that could be followed by the subsequent generations of physicists who would set out to learn the theory and that would exert over them the same seductive qualities that had attracted Einstein in the first place. We can trace the story back to 1905, Einstein's Annus Mirabilis. In that year, while also working out the quantum theory of light and the theory of the motion of small particles in fluids, Einstein developed a new view of space and time, now called the special theory of relativity. This theory fit in well with the accepted theory of electricity and magnetism, Maxwell's electrodynamics. An observer moving with constant speed would observe space and time intervals and electric magnetic fields to be modified by the observer's motion in just such a way that Maxwell's equations would still be valid despite the motion. Not surprising, because special relativity was developed specifically to satisfy this requirement. But special relativity did not fit at all well with the Newtonian theory of gravitation. For one thing, in Newton's theory, the gravitational force between the Sun and a planet depends on the distance between their positions at the same time. But in special relativity, there is no absolute meaning to simultaneity. Depending on their state of motion, different observers will disagree as to whether one event occurs before or after or at the same time as another event. There were several ways that Newton's theory could have been patched up so that it would be in accord with special relativity, and Einstein tried at least one of them before he came to general relativity. The clue that in 1907 started him on the path to general relativity was a familiar and distinctive property of gravitation. The force of gravity is proportional to the mass of the body on which it acts.